Alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah. With Allah's grace and blessings, the first fast of Ramadan is about to end. With well-being and goodness and ease, and with Allah's grace, Allah Ta'ala has allowed us to pass this time. Insha'Allah, Allah Ta'ala, may Allah allow us and give us the ability to pass the rest of Ramadan in the same way. Ameen. And this time is so valuable at this moment in time during which we are sat. This is the time after Asr. And we should be grateful to Allah millions of times over that this great time, these great moments, Allah Ta'ala has during this time seated us for His dhikr, allowed us to sit for His dhikr. And the reward for doing dhikr right now, and if we just consider and understand that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated that to do dhikr at this time, the meaning of the hadith is that better than the whole universe and what it contains. It's more beloved to Allah for people to sit down after Asr and to do dhikr, to remember Him. Okay, it's not a normal day, it's not normal times, is it? Yeah, a person in normal days during the year can sort of be late, etc. But remember the times of Ramadan, the moments of Ramadan, we should not waste them. We should think that, how was the previous Ramadan? Imagine. Yes, if we look at today's Ramadan, were the conditions the same? No masjid attendance, no taraweeh, nothing we have. We have nothing. Could anybody imagine in the last Ramadan that this would take place? So the time a person receives, he should consider it as a major treasure, extremely valuable. Yeah, we need to understand this point. How can we believe that if we get Ramadan and then we'll have these conditions that are happening around us? Imagine the difference, the major difference between the last Ramadan and this Ramadan. So the point of what I am saying is that this time Allah Ta'ala has bestowed to us, granted to us, this month He has granted to us, the times in this month, all of the time, every second of this month is extremely valuable and we should not waste it. And to make, to honor the value of the time of Ramadan, there's one method, and that is the dhikr of Allah. Yes, the remembrance of Allah, if a person does it, it doesn't allow any of his time to be wasted. If he's regular, if we're punctual and regular in dhikr, then none of our time is wasted. Morning, alhamdulillah, after Fajr, we did a little bit of dhikr. It was a great moment, great time. Now is the time of Asr. And all the times are valuable, but the time after Asr is so valuable, it's the summary. Yeah? And Asr in Arabic, the root code, the derivative is the summary. That when you wring something, you know, when you wring something and you take those few drops out, that's what it is. So in the hadith it stated that protect all of your salah, especially Salatul Wusta. And the Salatul Wusta we have, we have various salah, but this salah which is in between, the middle salah, Asr, Allah Ta'ala knows that what a great name Allah Ta'ala has kept in the time of Asr. So valuable is this time. So valuable. We should just understand this much is so valuable, this time, that in this time, between Asr and Maghrib, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the Rus, the souls, Allah created the angels, Allah also in this time period created Hazrat Adam alayhi salam. And this time, if we consider the speciality of this time, the angels who descend at Fajr Salah, the angels that descend at Fajr time, they remain until Asr. Yes? And after Asr, the angels that came at Fajr, they return back, and a new Jama'ah after Asr, and yani this time, this is the time of the changing of the shifts. The departing of the Fajr angels going back, and the new shift of angels coming after Asr to take hold of the duty. So the angels who came at Fajr until now, they have to return back and give the report to Allah Ta'ala. Ulaba wa amal. Our deeds, and the angels of Asr, when they return, they will give the report. So the angels of Fajr, they'll say that when we went, they were doing the dhikr of Allah. Subhanallah. And when they come back, they'll say that the dhikr of Allah was taking place, and the angels come at Asr time, we are present, we're doing dhikr of Allah. And when they will go back in the morning, they will say to Allah that when we went, they were doing the dhikr of Allah. Subhanallah. And when we return, they were also doing the dhikr of Allah. So this is the beauty. Allah is khabir, basir. Allah can see, He knows everything, but He's kept a system that He wants to hear from the verbally from the angels. The angels, they were not sure. They said, Allah, what is this qawm, this creation that you have made? So Allah Ta'ala wants to hear from the angels that Allah, they are doing your dhikr. So imagine how valuable a time this must be, in which a person sits and he remembers Allah. The angels are descending, night is approaching, alhamdulillah, we are sat in the dhikr of Allah, the remembrance of Allah. So let's make this regular for the whole of Ramadan. Let's be regular in this, consistent, that we should not miss any gathering of the dhikr of Allah, neither the morning gathering or the gathering after Asr. And if you have to change your schedule, etc., do so. If Allah has changed the timings of our eating, Allah Ta'ala said Himself that everyday life we have during the year, everything is changed. Allah Ta'ala has modified it so that we can do ibadah, worship Allah, for the objective that Allah Ta'ala has given us these times, we have to spend in that way. So if we have to modify our schedules a bit, we need to do that. Let's be punctual, regular, time of Asr, we'll sit, and every way or form we'll do the dhikr, with Allah's karam and mercy that Allah Ta'ala has delivered His dhikr to our homes. You don't have to go physically anywhere, you don't have to leave the house, you don't need to do anything extra, just a little bit of effort, just enough, just much, that you're sat at home. You're sat at home, and sitting at home, alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala's dhikr is coming to you. You're receiving it. You're attaining it. So, let's be very solid in this, regular in this, that as long as Ramadan is here, according to Allah's tawfiq that He's given to us, we will do the dhikr of Allah, because these moments, these times, and this time between Asr and Maghrib is extremely valuable. And in this, Allah Ta'ala, there's a hadith that in this time between Asr and Maghrib, there's such a moment in which Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, He accepts the du'as of the people. A person's du'a is accepted. There's a specific moment between Asr and Maghrib. And it's stated that 30 minutes prior to Maghrib, 30 to 45 minutes prior to Maghrib, the pious elders have stated, this is that time in which a person, whatever dua he asks from Allah, Allah accepts that dua, that supplication. So it's Ramadan, and you are fasting, and it's the time close to iftar, breaking the fast, and it's after Asr, before Maghrib, and it's that moment Allah Ta'ala Himself has stated that I accept the prayer of my servant, and we're sat in the dhikr of Allah at that time. Subhanallah. Can there be anything greater reward than this for a human being? Can there be? May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq, the ability that this time of dhikr after Asr, that we sit, we join the gathering. Every instance we should make sure we put other tasks and chores behind us or in front of us later, and we do the dhikr of Allah in this time. Wa akhru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Bismillah alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Salamu wa salam sayyidu al-musaleen shabihin al-zameen ta'abu yasin al-habib al-ameen. Allahumma salli ala سيدنا محمد النبي أمه وزوجه أمهات المؤمنين وزوجته وأهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وسلم تسليما دائما أبدا قصيدا قصيدا قصيدا. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وظلمنا وهزلنا وجدنا وخطانا وعملنا كل ذلك عندنا. اللهم ربنا ادنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وقنا عذاب القبر وقنا عذاب الحشر وقنا عذاب الميزان. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب إنك أنت الوهاب إنك أنت الوهاب يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان واجعلنا يوم القيامة مع الإيمان اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين صراط الذين نبيين صدقين شهداء صالحين وحسن أولئك رفيقا يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث اللهم بارك لنا في الموت وفيما بعد الموت اللهم بارك لنا في الموت وفيما بعد الموت اللهم بارك لنا في الموت وفيما بعد الموت اللهم أعنا على أمراض الموت وسكرات الموت اللهم أعنا على أمراض الموت وسكرات الموت اللهم حاسبنا حسابا يسيرا 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 اللهم نعوذك من العذاب القبر وعذاب جهنم وعذاب فتنة المحيا والممات يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا قاضي الحاجات اقضى حاجاتنا يا قاضي الحاجات اقضى حاجاتنا يا قاضي الحاجات اقضى حاجاتنا يا ذوي البليات اتق بلياتنا يا ذوي البليات اتق بلياتنا اللهم عافنا في بدني اللهم عافنا في سمعي اللهم عافنا في بصري يا شافي الأمراض اشف أمراضنا 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 اللهم عافنا في بدني اللهم عافنا في سمعي اللهم عافنا في بصري اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا والآخرة لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما يا الله ہماری اولاد کو ہماری آنکھوں کو ٹھنڈک بنا دے یا اللہ ان کی اصلاح فرما دے یا اللہ ان پہ دین پہ چلنے والا بنا دے یا اللہ ان کے دین پہ چلنے والا بنا دے یا اللہ ہماری اولادوں کو نمازی بنا دے یا اللہ ہماری اولادوں کو حیا نصیب فرما دے پردہ نصیب فرما دے چادر نصیب فرما دے مولا یا اللہ ہمیں گناہوں سے بچا لے یا اللہ ہمیں گناہوں سے بچا لے Ya Allah, hamari ghar se tamam mukhalafat ko nikal de, gunahon ko nikal de. Ya Allah, jo hamari nafs ki kamzoriyan ban gayi hain, mere maula, tu humein atan halwa. Ya Allah, hamare ramzan ko kharab hone se bacha de, hamari nigahon ko bacha de, hamare kaanon ko kharafat se bacha de. Rehm karne wale rehm farma. Is ka hame hisab dena hai, mere maula. Is nemat ka hame hisab dena hai, mere maula. Ya Allah, main na shukrana karna is ramzan par. Ya Allah, main gunah karke na shukrana banana ramzan par. Ya rahman rahimin, ya rahman rahimin. Apne fazl se, apne karam se mere maula, to hamari musibaton ko dur farma de, hamari pareshani ko dur farma de. Ya Allah, hamari pareshani ko dur farma de. Hum aajiz hain mere maula, hum kamzor hain mere maula, tu karam farma, tu karam farma, tu karam farma. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه نور عرشه زينة وجهه وآله أصحابه أزواجه ذرياته أهل بيته أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله